Hello and welcome to Brothers Less Grim. I'm Mark and with me is Jeff.
What's up, everybody?
And if you like freshly grown chaos, you are in the right place. Each episode, we improvise one story. We do this by playing the card game Once Upon a Time. Though we do use our own set of house rules, and if you want to know what those rules are specifically, you can check out our episode zero. This episode, two families feud over the power of gardens. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Downright Uprooted.
This is going to be one of our Florida stories.
Yes!
This just has to happen in Florida. I'm going to say modern day Florida. So we're in the suburbs of, pick whatever favorite city in Florida you want. I'm not going to pick right now. So we have these neighbors at the, we'll say opposite ends of a cul-de-sac. So they're kind of at the end of the street, but they're across from each other. Okay. And one of the neighbors has a really good green thumb. He's a nice garden up front in his lawn. And the other neighbor is a terrible gardener. So,
do they try to garden and are terrible, or do they just not garden?
They try to garden and they're
okay.
Terrible. Yeah. Yeah, they try to garden, but they're terrible. Well, yeah, yeah. They everything they've tried so far has been bad. So these are, I want to give them names. The Smackles. Yeah, that's a silly name. That's their last name, their family name. They're the bad gardeners. So what they do, one night, when the other people, who I will not name for now, the good gardeners, they're on vacation for a week. The Smackles, they go over and they steal their garden. They just take everything and they bring it over to their lawn.
All right.
Over to you.
Okay. Where are the other family, the Jacobins.
The Jacobins.
Mm-hmm. They went on a lovely little vacation, and they come back home and are feeling so rested from their time. Let's go with, where did they go? They went to Chile. Yeah, did explored Patagonia a little bit. They loved it, you know, arguably, you know, it really brought the family together. Like, they had their own, like, little adventure that's not, like, really relevant to the story at all. They just come back to their home feeling great as a family, and then they see their garden, and it's just, like, barren. The dirt's all dry that's left. All the plants are gone. And they're just like, what happened? And they see the Smackles, was it?
Smackles is what I went with. So S-M-A.
Smackles.
I'm going to go K-K-L-E-S.
Okay. They see the Smackles garden, and it's suddenly better. And obviously...
Somehow familiar.
Somehow, yeah. It's just like, wow, they... Huh. And Mrs. Jacobin is just like, did the Smackles steal our garden while we were gone? And Mr. Jacobin's just like, well, either that or they got really good at gardening really quickly. I don't understand how plants would actually grow that much in like 10 days max. That's how long we were really gone for. So I think, and the kids just like are running around throwing dirt at each other and they're like, we love this yard. And I'll pass it to you there.
Okay. So these are the Jacobins.
The Jacobins.
Okay. So they've come to the conclusion that the Smackles have stolen their garden. Kids love it. How are the parents? What are they going to do next? Did they say?
They didn't say. They're just like, I think our neighbor stole our garden while we were
gone. All right, they're going to go confront the Smackles right here, right now. So the Jacobins walk over to the Smackles, and they knock on the door. And Mr. Smackle comes out and was like, "Hey, neighbor, how was your vacation?" Says it with a big smile. And Mrs. Jacobin swears just a lot, just mostly swear words, not even sentences. She gets angry and she gets flustered. And Mr. Jacobin tells her to, like, cool off for a second. And then he turns to Mr. Smackle and is like, "Hey, what she's trying to say is you stole our garden. And my wife in particular worked very hard in that garden. And you know what? We want it back. We want you to give our garden back." And Mr. Smackle denies everything. He's like, "This is our garden. I don't know what you're talking about. I think your plants may have died while you were on vacation. But the plus, on the plus side, your kids really seem to like your front yard now." And they look back and the kids are like completely like brown now. They're just covered in dirt and mud somehow. They made it wet. And I guess they got, it looks like they got the garden hose. And they made a slip and slide completely out of mud. Mr. Jacobin is furious. But he doesn't really know how to handle this. He's obviously not going to get in a fight. Mr. Smackle is a much larger man. And he would lose that fight. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't believe in violence, you know?
Especially against people bigger than them.
He's organized sit-ins and things. He's a big fan of nonviolent protest. And yeah, certainly bigger people. I mean, just that most people are bigger than him. He's a small man. Even his wife is taller than him. It's one of those couples where it's like the woman is taller, which like...
And she's not particularly tall.
Yeah.
Like, she's slightly, like, above average for a woman, but, like, still, like, thoroughly, like, average.
He's a little guy. He's a little guy. Yeah. So he's just like, "You know what, Mr. Smackle? They're not on a first-name basis. He's saying it just like this. You haven't seen the end of me. You haven't seen the last of me. This isn't the end of this." I kind of combine them. This isn't over. And Mr. Smackle just kind of laughed. "Oh, go, you were going to say something?"
Oh, he's like, "Okay." And he's like, kind of like grinning, just like kind of finding the humor in this guy stumbling over being assertive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Jacobin walks back to his house and he's like, "Kids, get inside. You need to take baths. Go walk in through the garage, please. We need to start planning a way to fix this. Over to you."
So the parent Jacobins walk in, and Mr. Jacobin's just like, "I think we should call the police." And Mr. Jacobin's like, "And tell them what? Like, that our neighbors stole our garden? That will sound crazy to them. They have to, like, stop real crimes. Like, this is a real crime.
It's theft.
That is our property, and they took it.
They literally took our property."
And it was like, yeah, it's a... When you say it like that, actually, it does kind of make sense. And, like, they go up, they're carrying their suitcases... they see a bunch of mud trailing up the stairs, and they go into their bedroom, and they just see the muddy kids jumping on their queen size bed, and they're just like, "Kids, bath now!" And the kids just like run out, and they just sigh, and just like, "Well, Okay. And they start, like, getting the muddy sheets off their beds, and it's like, I guess we're going to have to do some laundry. And he's just like, so are we going to call the police? And he's just like, I'd like to not have it escalate to that point so quickly. I think maybe we'll try to talk to them one more time, but I don't know. Maybe we should. They didn't seem to listen just then. I don't know what will change. So maybe I'll pass it to you there.
The next day, they get an invitation. This is the Checkmans get an invitation. Kind of like a nice looking, it almost looks like a wedding invitation. It's like kind of like calligraphy writing, cursive stuff, and it's got flowers and all over it. And it's like, we cordially invite you to a dinner party at our house with fresh fruits and vegetables from our garden. It's going to be a wonderful meal. Please bring your whole family if you want to. And the Jacobins they're being taunted. It's awful. It doesn't feel good. And Mrs. Jacobin flies off the handle again, just yelling and throwing things, but throwing like little like stuffed toys and animals and things, because they know, like, she used to like break plates and things, but now she has like a set of stuffed animals that she'll throw around just to get like the motion of throwing in like a safer way. And then, you know, after like a minute or two, Mr. Jacobin's like, you know what, maybe this is our opportunity to talk to them in a way that's maybe a little more pleasant. Maybe we can reason with them, you know. Maybe they've had their fun and this will be the end of it. So I think we should go to the dinner. Worst case scenario, our kids burn down their house and we have to pay for it. But that
wasn't a worst case scenario until you said we have to pay for it.
So maybe we should get a babysitter. It's hard to say. That probably won't happen. Probably. So we'll plan on going. Okay. Mrs. Jacobin throws a stuffed animal extra hard, and it lands with a squeak. And she's like, yeah, okay, we'll give it a try. But if this doesn't work, then we're going to the police. Over to you.
So that evening comes along. They get all ready. The kids are covered in mud again. And it's like, take a bath, kids. We're going to a dinner. And the kids eventually do. They get their bath. They're running a little bit late. All of this is taking forever. Kids, you know. But they eventually get there. They knock on the door. The Smackles, Mrs. Smackle opens up the door. Is like, come on in, come on in. We're eating dinner in the back. Come on, like, in the garden. And they go in. I guess, like, there's part of the garden in the front, part of the garden in the back. It's a massive garden now. And there's a table there, and, you know, there's a few people, there's another family there, and they're just raving over how beautiful the garden looks.
Thank you, yeah. Yeah, we just kind of turned it around, you know?
Yeah, and you said the salad, like, all of the ingredients came from your garden?
Yes, completely.
That's amazing.
From the garden. We even made the dressing ourselves.
I got it. You know, there's a co-op downtown, and I bet you could sell some of this produce there.
You know, we were just talking about trying to do something like that. Could you give us the information for that place? Because we were really like, we have too much. That's kind of why we're having this dinner party. We have so much wonderful food.
Mrs. Jackal Jacobin just starts screaming.
She has like a small stuffed animal that she brings with her. It's like portable. She's like ripping the head off. Oh, you said she's screaming.
Yeah, just
she,
like
she can do both.
And everyone just like stops and looks at her, and is like, "Are you okay?" And Mr. Jacobin is just like, Tourette's, just a tick. Perfectly normal, as you were. And Mrs. Jackwood just keeps tearing the little stuffed animal, and so it's just like a ball of fuzz now in her hands. And then she looks over and she notices a tomato plant, and the leaves are drooping a little bit. And she walks over to it, and she's starting to see like little brown spots on the leaves as well, indicating that the plants are not doing well. They're probably not getting enough water. And she's like, oh no, they're not even taking care of the garden. She has no filter, so she yells that, and everyone's just like, what are you talking about? Look at this garden, it's beautiful. Like, of course they're taking care of it. You think it got this way overnight? And she's like, I too think that.
Didn't you notice? And I'm like, our garden was great and looked like this a couple days ago, and now it looks like all barren, and like the reverse happened over here. How did she not notice?
I'm imagining this other family doesn't live on the cul-de-sac too. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, but I imagine Mrs. Jackman just like storms out at that point. And Mr. Jackman just kind of like wipes his lips with a napkin. It's just like, well, thank you for having us at your home. I think we'll get on our way now, and I'll pass it back to you.
So, the Jacobins have left. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, so they're home for the night. Mr. Jacobin, he calls the number for the police. And, like, a teenager answers. And is like, hello, I am the Florida police department. How can I help you? And Mr. Jackman thinks that something might be up here. Something feels a little off about this. It's not normal. But he isn't, like, he's like, hello, are you... I called the, what's a good city in Miami? Or not Miami. Well, I guess I'll just say Miami since this is the first
city. Yeah, Miami works.
All right.
Miami's a great city in Miami.
Yeah. Well, it's a good city in Florida. Miami. So Mr. Jackman thinks it might be a little weird that he answered this is the Florida Police Department, not the Miami Police Department. So he just kind of confirms, like, hey, this is Miami Police Department, right? And the teenager is like, yep, this is us. Do you need a riot taken care of or something? And Mr. Jacobin's like, no, I want to file a police report. And the teenager's like, all right, let me transfer you. And he says, bleep, bloop, 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 bop, bleep, bloop. And then there's like some muffled sounds over it on the other end of the line. And then a teenage girl says, hello, this is Detective Nancy. You wanted to file a report?
Detective Nancy?
Yes, I am a detective for the Miami police. And you had a police thing to tell me? Mr. Jacobin's like, what is going on over there? What is happening? Are you the real police? I don't know. I mean, of course, they don't admit that they keep insisting that they are the real police. And eventually, Mr. Jacobin gets frustrated and he hangs up and he's like, all right, I don't know what happened. I feel like somebody may have, like, hacked the phone line or something, he says to his wife. So I think we should just go to the police station. We'll try to take care of things in person. And I think I'll just pass it to you there.
It's like, yeah, we're going to go first thing in the morning. Those Smackles, they took our garden. They have made enemies out of us. I'm so mad. I wish our kids burned down their houses. I wish. And then at that point, Mr. Jackman's like, "Wait a second, where are our kids anyway?" And they're in the basement of the Smackles' house with the Smackle kids, and they are playing with matches. So pretty. And eventually, Mr. Smackle like finds them and is like, "What are you doing?" And like puts out like the matches that are lit on the ground in the basement. And he's like, "You two, your parents went home. Come on." And he like grabs their arms and like leads them out. And so like right when when Mrs. Jackman says like they've made an enemy out of us, there's a knock on the door, and Mr. Jackman's just like, "Where are our kids anyway?" And like opens the door, and there's Mr. Smackle with the kids, and just like, "They were playing with matches in my basement," and he just kind of shoves them inside the Jackman's house. It's like, "Oh, well, thanks for bringing them home safe. Sorry about that." Closes the door, and Jackman's just like, "Enemies out of us." And first thing in the morning, we're going to the police. And so the kids are just like, "Can we go play in the dirt?" And Mr. Jackman's like, "No, go upstairs. I'm going to read you a story." And then kids like are kind of scared because she's still yelling. And then she goes up. They go upstairs, and she's like, "Okay, story time." And like completely changes tone. And it's like, who wants to learn more about Harry Potter? And she starts reading. It's quite nice. And I'll pass it to you.
Okay. So the next day, they're going to the police department.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that the kids are at school, so it's just maybe the wife has to go to work or something. Yeah, the wife has to go to work. So it's just the guy has the day off and he's able to go to the police department. They can't all just be free all the time. So the guy, he goes to the police department and, goes to the reception area, and it's a totally normal receptionist, regular person, not a teenager. And he says, "I'd like to file a police report." And then the receptionist asks him to fill out like some form, and he fills out the form with just some basic information and maybe just a little description of what happened, and then when he gives the form back to her, she looks at his name and then says, oh, okay, all right, Mr. Jackman. Okay, well, we will take care of this for you. No problem. We'll send someone out right away to see what happened with this garden of yours." And Mr. Jackman thinks that something weird might be happening here as well. He's just really confused. So why? What is happening with the police? This is not normal. Why are the police acting so weird? He's like, "Okay, so you are really gonna send someone out, okay? Can I just ask you something real quick? Who answers your phones?" "So, well, it could be, you know, a number of people." Like, she gives him the runner app. she's like, yeah, we have like regular, we have a lot of employees here, so it could be anybody. Did you have like a bad experience or something?" He's like, "Yes, I had like such a weird experience. It sounded like a prank call, but in reverse, because I called you guys." It's like, you know how like normally like prank calls are the initiators of the calls? Like, this felt like the answerer was pranking me. And I just want my garden back. And I feel like you should care. You're the police. I don't understand why the
property
call is so
theft
weird.
Is our
what was that?
Property theft is our biggest concern, Mr. Jackman.
I want to believe you, but I feel like I don't know what's happening here. It feels like something more is going on here than what I'm being told.
We are going to send our best detective somewhere between the next 3 days, anywhere between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Okay, I guess thank you. Have a good day. Okay. I'm gonna go now. It's like, all right, bye now. We're gonna do that. Bye. Mr. Jackman walks out of the police station not feeling very good about that at all. Over to you.
I'm gonna follow Mrs. Jackman to her work, because I like the idea of her being a psychologist.
Yeah, I like the idea of just adding more layers to the characters and getting away from the cul-de-sac. So.
Yeah. So she goes in, and she is still like livid over the garden situation, and everyone in the office. I'm imagining like a building that's like maybe like three or four psychologists with a like kind of a private practice type thing, and they have a shared receptionist. And she's like, "How was your vacation?" And like the other two are just like, they probably give her a first name, but instead of just me, Dr. Jacobin, because I don't want to do that. And it's like, "How was Chile?" And she's like, "Terrible. I mean, not terrible. Chile was fantastic. We had such a great time. We rafted the food of the flu. Anyway, it was a fantastic time."
Favorite thing that you saw?
I gotta say, the Santiago, the architecture there, beautiful. The cathedral, like, it's the Spanish influence. Anyway.
Did you go to any museums? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to do, Jeff.
Yeah, but I can't keep it together enough to mess with you. So. but funny that, like, this person's, like, not picking up on her wanting to move on and talk about something else, so just asking questions about the trip. But aside,
you know, my fiance and I have been talking about maybe going to Chile for our honeymoon, and so like I just want to know everything about your trip. And it's like, my garden got stolen while I was gone. And the arrestor is like, what? It's like, my garden got stolen and I'm mad about it. And then she like goes into her office and slams the door. And, like, on the bookshelf, there's a bunch of, like, books about, like, anger management and stuff like that. Like, that is her specialty as a psychologist. And there's, like, a buzz on the phone, and it's the receptionist, like, Dr. Jackman. And she's like, what? It's like, your first patient is here? And she's like, fine, send him in. And then, like, she instantly, like, recomposes herself into being, like, a happy person again. And it's like, welcome. How have you been? And she's like, good. It's like, been managing your anger lately? It's like, yeah. Like, I mean, like, it's hard since you've been gone to like our weekly sessions have been so helpful. But you know, overall, like the mechanisms that you've taught me in this office have really helped me keep my anger under control. And she's just like, good. Well, tell me about it. Like, how have you been? And like, I'll pass it to you after that.
So, session goes well?
Yeah.
I'm going to say lots of sessions go well. And she has like a pretty decent day at work. And she's able to like, through her work, maybe forget a little bit. Just sometimes about what's going on back at home. Man, she's like kind of a whole other person here at work. A little bit. I mean, of course, every now and then she'll think about her garden. Because like she had to like talk to the other coworkers about the garden and all that. So It's kind of a ebbs and flows through the day. But overall, pretty good day. She goes home and she asks her husband how going to the police station went. And he doesn't know what to say because even he doesn't know how it went.
They said that they're going to send someone over sometime in the next 3 days between 8 a.m. or 7 a.m. and 8 p.m.
Okay, well, that sounds like it went well, right? Like, I wouldn't expect them to make it a priority, because it's... I mean, it's not like an urgent thing, and I'm sure they have a lot of things. It's also not like a murder either. Like, it's... I think that's pretty normal, so...
Does that mean one of us has to stay here for the next 3 days?
I don't think so. I thought they were just going to look at the place. Who's playing who now?
I don't know.
I was playing the wife initially.
I think I was playing the husband the whole time.
Okay, you were the whole time. Okay, I guess that question threw me off, and I felt like it may have been more asked by the wife.
Mm.
And then my answer was like more like about the husband. But okay,
that's fair. Maybe it did switch. Actually, I don't know.
Anyway,
let's move on.
Anyway, yeah. They talk. I mean, it's kind of how it goes with dialogue. You can switch them around to different characters more easily than you might think. I don't even. They just talk about, like, do they need to stay there? And the husband thinks it might actually be a good idea. Just to make sure that they do come by. And, you know, if they don't come by, that they're able to say definitively that they didn't come by. So the husband is going to work from home for a few days. I don't know what his job should be. He might just have a regular work from home job.
Yeah, I imagine he can be that.
He can be a consultant for
software engineer or something.
Yeah. So he's going to be working from home. So he's going to set up his desk, his workspace, next to a window that overlooks the front area, so that he can keep an eye on, you know, if anyone's coming in the house. So they were going to send a police officer to knock on their door, right? To talk to them. Is that the idea?
Yeah,
well, they're people see, right? I guess.
Yeah,
but that's what they're expecting. So a knock on their door from an actual police officer. Okay. So then we're going to get into the week a little bit. First couple days, of course, nobody's coming by. And Mr. Jacobin, he's doing his work, but kind of the reverse of what's happening with his wife is happening with him, where he's, instead of escaping and being able to think about his work and focus on things other than the garden, he's actually more distracted, and he finds himself kind of not being able to focus on his work all that well, because he's just thinking about the garden, constantly looking at the garden. His co-workers in a Zoom call say, hey, like, hey, why do you keep looking away? Are your kids about to burn down your house or something? It's like, no, I wish. I would know how to handle that. No, I'm waiting maybe for a police officer to come by. It's a long story, but my garden's been stolen. And so sorry, I'm a little distracted. Just keep looking.
Garden's been stolen?
Yeah. I went on vacation to Chile. And,
Oh, what'd you do there?
Well, you know, we ate some food and we went to some sightseeing. We went to, I think, Santiago is what you said.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we did some rafting and, we thought about doing some hang gliding, but decided that might be a little too dangerous for the kids. We ended up doing some like ropes course.
For the kids or for you?
It's for the kids. I don't appreciate the implication you're making there, okay? I am courageous. I went and confronted my neighbor, and I definitely thought about getting in a physical altercation with him.
You?
About the guard. I thought about it in a way that was completely disregarding the possibility of doing it. But technically, I thought about it.
it sounds like you didn't really think about it. You just decided not to do it.
It was
a
thought that crossed my mind almost without my consent. You know how
okay,
thoughts
that makes,
just kind of pop into your head?
You had an intrusive thought of violence. That's not like you.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But immediately dismissing it is exactly like you.
It was for me.
Why are you being so mean to me?
When I said it was too scary for the kids, they were the ones who suggested it. That's why they wanted to do it.
I knew it. Coward.
So anyway, software. I'm going to pass it to you.
Okay.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Day goes by. Still no police officer. Mr. Jackman comes home. Like that night, I have this idea of like Mr. Jackman like waking up in the middle of the night to Mr. Jackman like walking back in, and she's like, kind of smells vaguely like garden. He's like, what have you been doing? He's like, they haven't been taking care of the garden very well. Everything's dying. I just went over there and watered a few things, okay? Like, what's the point of getting our garden back if it's dead, you know? So I was just taking care of it. And Mr. Jackman's just like, okay, come on, come back to bed. And she's like, I'm just so mad. We're gonna get that garden back, I promise you. And like, I know we will. We just need the police to come on by. And then in the morning, the kids are getting ready for school, and there's a knock on the door. Mr. Jackman's like making them peanut butter and jellies, and just like, here's the knock, and he opens it, and there is a teenage girl with a badge and a bubble pipe. It's like, Detective Nancy at your service. And I'll pass it to you.
Okay, so there's a teenager with a bubble pipe. Detective Nancy at your service. At the Jacobins aren't sure if she's a real cop. Because how could you be? I mean, the badge looks real. The costume looks real. It's just, I mean, she looks a little young to be a police officer.
Detective, and no less.
She seems like the way she acts is like trying to convince them that it's a police officer, or maybe they're projecting. I don't know. It's just, it seems weird. It seems weird. But Detective Nancy insists that she is a real police officer and that she is perfectly capable of handling anything that they might need. So she heard that the garden has been stolen. And Mr. Jackman's like, did I talk to you on the phone a couple days ago?
I don't know. I have to deal with so many garden thefts.
Do you? This is a common thing.
I think there's a serial thief going on right now. Both types. One, a garden thief that serially steals gardens, and another one that serially steals cereal. Okay. Got a lot on my plate right now. Or should I say, a lot in my bowl.
I don't think you should say that at all. No, that's another thing that, like, cards on the table. Like, I'm in my head, like, wondering if you're a real cop over here.
And here's my badge. Feel free to call my call the lieutenant.
Okay. No offense, but I am gonna actually make that a call right now. If that's okay. It's like, yeah, that's exactly why. Like, no problem.
She writes
with me.
Down.
Yeah.
She pulls out her cell phone. And is like, calling him right now.
All right. So it rings, and then a younger voice answers on the other end of the line. And what is going on with the cops in this story? Oh, man. Okay, so Mr. Jackman's like, "Hi, I'm with Detective Nancy." And I can't help but feel like something is amiss here. Like, she looks very young, and she seems a little bit off. Like I guess unprofessional. Because she's, like, talking about, like, almost like making jokes. Like, saying she has a lot in her bowl. Because there's a serial thief. See, like, I just want to make sure that this is all above board. And that
a lot of people's cereal are getting stolen. So she does have a lot in her bowl. What?
Okay, I'm gonna hang up. I'm gonna hang up now. Okay. So he hangs up. And he's not convinced by that, unsurprisingly.
But Nancy's looking at him like pretty convincing, huh?
he starts to feel like maybe he's the crazy one. Or it's like, yeah, I mean, the badge is real, like everything seems real. He went to the real police station. There's like real criminals in handcuffs around there, and this all seems like it should be real. So he starts telling Nancy about the garden and like showing her like, "Hey, here's my garden, former garden with dirt. You know, there's just all dirt in my lawn. And there's their garden over there." And Nancy's like, okay. I'm piecing it together. Things are starting to make sense here. So, okay. So they grew a garden and you're jealous of their garden.
No, I think they stole our garden.
Okay. Have you talked to anybody professionally about this or anything like that?
My wife's a psychologist.
Okay. I just asked, cards on the table, like you were wondering if I was a real cop. So I'm starting to wonder if this is maybe in your head a little bit.
Takes a few like puffs from the bubble.
I'm gonna pass it over to you, like mid scene. Take it away.
And he's just like staring at the bubbles rising from the pipes. Like, you know, I'm beginning to think that maybe this is in my head too. He's like, "Listen, I know a great psychologist. I cannot recommend her enough. Maybe just give her a call, you know." Sorry, maybe better luck next season with your garden. I hear garlic's a great winter crop, so you can do that. Anyway, I don't think anything's too weird here. You have yourself a good day.
I'm gonna go catch the cereal thief.
What? Captain Peanut Butter Crunch? Okay.
He's changed his MO.
He's gonna slip up soon. I can feel it. And Mr. Jackman is like looking at the phone number, and like it's just like I don't know. I guess I'll give her a call. Make the phone call, and then there's an even younger voice than like a teenager's voice. It sounds like just a straight up like child. Like,
"Hello." Oh man, that's not a good kid voice. Can you do a good kid voice?
I don't think I necessarily can. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. I like orange juice.
Do you like turtles?
I think turtles are fine. Do I have the right number? Is like I'm Dr. Lucy. And Mr. Dragon's like, "Cool. I'm just gonna You know what? I was going to hang up, but actually, you know what, Dr. Lucy, I think my garden got stolen, and I've been talking to the police, and the police just keep seeming like children. Like the detective that came by, Detective Nancy, like she had a bubble pipe and talked about a serial thief. Anyway, I just feel like I'm losing it a little bit, you know?
Yesterday I saw a bug.
What kind of bug was it?
It was like a flying one. It was like a flying one and it flew away.
So, what you're saying is life is fleeting and sometimes we're just all bugs going through our life cycle?
You were talking about police. Police catch bad guys.
Yeah, they do. That is what police do.
Do you like Harry Potter?
You know, I know that my kids like it. I can't say that I necessarily got too into it.
Okay.
Anyway, I think I'm going to go.
That would be $300.
Just send me an invoice. I'm imagining the wife coming home is like the police came by and it's like what they have to say is like they think I'm crazy. They gave me a number to a psychologist named Dr. Lucy. Oh, Dr. Lucy, she's fantastic.
Yeah, she's very highly regarded. You ever met her?
No, I just heard that she's kind of young but does great work.
I guess I did feel kind of better. Because we got to talk about bugs for a little bit.
What do you mean to talk about bugs?
Well, I was saying how, like, bugs... Like, she talked about how she saw a flying bug. And then it made me think about how, like, life is fleeting. And, I don't know, it was... Yeah.
I mean... Her methods are, I mean, I don't fully understand them, but, like, I know she gets results. Maybe you should see her next week, too, if you think it's helpful. So a lot of this stuff takes time. Like, you're not going to fix mental health over the problem. I actually didn't even know you had a problem with anything. I'm kind of embarrassed being your wife and all and, like, being around you all the time and not seeing it with my training.
Is there a disease that makes you see every authority figure as a child?
I don't think so. But there's lots to unpack there.
Okay, I didn't think there was, but it's good to be sure.
Yeah. Are you saying that you saw the cops?
I don't know anymore.
Imagine him breaking down crying and just like, it's okay, it's okay.
She had a real badge, but she had a bubble pipe. What am I supposed to think?
I'm sure she didn't actually have a bubble pipe. I know what I saw. Yeah, she had a bubble pipe. Okay, she had a bubble pipe. How about this? How about I'll talk to the police next. You've done enough. You've got a lot going on at your job. Like, you just relax for a little bit. I'll take a turn talking to the police.
Yeah, please, please, please. Let me know how it goes.
I will. I'll pass it to you.
Okay, should we look at it?
Should we maybe look? Yep. Yeah.
Okay. All right, you got anything good?
I got one that's pretty good, but if you got something that you really like it's doesn't.
I don't have anything that I really like.
Okay, okay. I got one that is pretty fitting then.
All right. So, Mia was the name in the previous story. Yeah. They don't have first names. Mrs. No, just the... Jacobin. Mm-hmm. She's going to go to the police station. Okay, so she goes in the police station, same receptionist as when Mr. Jacobin was there. So she's like a professional adult human.
Yep.
So Mrs. Jackman goes in and is like, hey, so I am here to follow up about a police report that my husband filed about our garden. He did file a report, right? He's been cards on the table. He might be having a mental breakdown right now, so I don't actually know if he talked to anybody in here. And the receptionist says, let me take a look and we'll see if we have anything on file. So what's the name? Jacobin. Receptionist raises her eyebrows just a little bit. So Jacobin. Okay. Let me do a search here. Yes, it looks like a Terrence reported missing cereal. Is that right? And Terrence is one of their children. And Mrs. Jacobin's like, well, that sounds like something Terry would do. Is there anything from my husband in there? Like, or any other reports from Jacobin's at all? And the receptionist does a little search and is like, I'm not seeing anything. Okay. And Mrs. Jackson's, all right, well, I will go ahead and file the report. So she fills out all the paperwork and gives it to the receptionist. The receptionist says, all right, we will send someone out there within a couple days. Maybe could be as much as 8 days. We'll see. We'll try to make it a priority. As you've heard, there's a serial thief going around, and it's getting pretty bad. He's started moving into Frosted Flakes, which is a crossover cereal, as you know. It appeals to both children and adults because it's sugary, but it feels kind of healthy. It's a crossover cereal.
I mean, I love Frosted Flakes.
Well, you better lock him up at night.
I will. Don't worry.
Good. And is there anything else I can help you with? And Ms. Jagman's like, nope. Okay, I will. I will see the police officer in a few days, I guess. If you're able to follow up. You said you were able to follow up. So, of course, yeah, I'll see the officer if he is. Okay. So she goes, leaves the police station, goes home. Over you.
As she's walking out, teenage girl with a bubble pipe walks through at the front door. It's like, I'm so close to blowing this whole thing wide open. And Mrs. Jackson's just like,
oh. We got a print on a spoon.
And she just like kind of stares at this child, mouth agape, and then leaves and like goes outside, like picks up her cell phone and just like calls her husband. Just like, I think I just saw Detective Nancy. She had a bubble pipe, and he's like, oh, thank God, I'm not insane. Oh, okay, feel good. Thank you. That's exactly what I needed to hear. Thank you. I love you so much. Thank you. And I'm gonna have Mrs. Jackman like go to a Home Depot or something, pick up like a padlock for her cereal cabinet. It's like, I don't know. It just seems like there's been a lot of cereal thief thefts lately. Can't be too careful. And Mr. Jackman's just like, this whole world's going insane. Police are children. I think psychologists are even more children. Hey, he's like, no, not you or your workers, like Mrs. Lucy or Dr. Lucy. Like, I talked to her again, and I honestly think that she's a child. She just, I ended up like reading Harry Potter to her over the phone. It was, I don't even know how that worked. It's like, it, but like, it was soothing. That was nice. So yeah, it is kind of nice to read Harry Potter aloud. And I'm not sure where I'm going, so I'm going to pass it to you.
At the Smackle household. The Smackles are kind of looking at their window and thinking, hey, it's been a few days since we've heard from the Jacobins. Wonder if everything's okay. I mean, I really, like, stealing their lawn is really only fun if we're, like rubbing their noses in it and being elbow stolen and bragging and all that.
I thought we got the garden because we wanted a garden.
What? No, it's about the power. And about, like, sticking it to the Jacobins and their green thumbs.
Oh. That's not what I thought all this was about. Who are, like, all about power?
Yeah.
Is that like a thing for you?
I feel like you don't even know me.
I sometimes feel like I don't even know you.
I feel like I don't even know myself.
You should give Dr. Lucy a call. She always helps you.
I feel like she might be a child.
Are you sure that you're just not projecting your own childlike view of the world?
No, I really think she might be a child. Like a human child who charges $300 an hour to talk on the phone.
What makes you say that? That sounds crazy. Why? How would a child be
Maybe
able to...
you should give Dr. Lucy a call.
Are you saying that I have some mental health issues that I haven't addressed? Because I don't think that that's entirely...
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you need to talk to this person because, like, I think she's a child and you need to know what I'm talking about.
I mean, if it's that important to you, I'll call her.
Yeah. Yeah, call her. Let me know what you think. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so Mrs. Smackle calls up Dr. Lucy. He's like, hello. I guess... I just wanted to, like, my husband really wanted to call, so I guess maybe we could talk about my husband's progress with you. Has he been coming to sessions? Like, I guess he's not really in person, because you do it all over the phone. Has he been calling you regularly?
I mean, like, there's a thing called doctor-patient confidentiality, Mr. Smackle, so I can't, like, discuss the specifics of the case with your husband, but, you know, I feel comfortable saying he's making good progress.
Okay. Are you a child?
No.
Yeah, you don't sound like a child at all.
I appreciate that.
Sorry, it's my husband. It sounds, cards on the table. He said you might be a child, like an actual human child. And I didn't think you were.
Huh. That's...
I know. Maybe it's something to talk about.
Yeah, I feel like I should bring that up. Yeah. See if there's something deeper going on there. Like, maybe he's got some disorder where he views authority figures as children. That'd be quite the thing. I could write quite the paper on that.
I'll bet you could, yeah. But, I mean, it's got to affect more than one person for you to be able to write a paper on it, right? Well, maybe not. Maybe it could just be one.
I mean, I maybe it's a much wider thing than I ever realized. This is the first I've heard of it, though. Yeah.
Well, I won't keep you. Thank you for your time.
Of course. Yeah. Now that I think of it, there was one person who insisted on letting me read, insisted on reading me Harry Potter over the phone. That's strange. Yeah. But that, sorry, I, that was, oh, that was a breach of my own thing. I was talking to myself mostly. That, pretend you didn't hear that for me, please. Sorry.
Hey, maybe this is crazy. You and I, we seem a lot alike. Would you ever want to, like, just, like, meet up for, like, happy hour or something? Just talk things out? Just as friends?
Honestly, like, I feel a professional conflict of interest going out with one of my patients'
spouses. I know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't
have said. But no. Like, you seem really cool. Maybe.
I just don't have very many people to talk to.
I could tell that you and I could be friends. So I'll talk to your husband next time he comes by. I'll maybe recommend a different psychologist to him because I do need to maintain that professional dynamic. But if he is cool with seeing, I know some great psychologists that could maybe help with that. And then if that's the case, then you and I could totally go out for happy hour.
I'd like that.
Me too.
Okay, so the Smackles talk to each other, and of course Mrs. Smackles, like, she's not a child. I'm not going to say crazy, but you're going through something. Mr. Smackles, like, I feel like he might have talked to a different person. Then I did she say any words that were longer than 5 letters?
Plenty.
Yeah, that's not her.
Yeah, wait.
Did you dial the right number? Is Dr. Lucy? Is now, you know, next time I talk to her on the phone, I'll like put her on speaker or I'll record it or something. I don't know. Like, she's a child. She's an actual child. I'm not crazy.
You're not crazy, but I'll say you're just wrong.
How are you so sure that she's not a child? Like, why do you trust this stranger on the phone versus your husband standing in front of you?
I just, she and I had a connection as friends.
What does that mean?
I mean, we're not going to do it, but, you know, like, if you weren't her patient, we would go out for happy hour.
She's not old enough to drink. She's a child. You can't go drinking with a child.
She's not a child.
I'm going to pass it over to you.
So I'm just imagining now Mr. Smackle just like sitting on his front porch just drinking straight whiskey and
probably Jack Daniels.
Yeah, probably. And Mr. Jacobin, like, sees that out his window, still working from home, and it's just like, huh. Anyway, and I'm gonna have him, like, go down, and be like, you doing okay? It's like, yeah, I just got in a weird conversation with my wife. It's like, yeah, like, do you want to get into it at all? And it's like, not really, it's kind of crazy, a little bit.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
It feels like the world's gone crazy recently. It's probably nothing.
Have you heard about this thing with the serial thief?
Yeah, like, what's up with that? Wait, also, which character am I playing right now?
I think you're now playing Jacobin.
Okay, I'm Jacobin. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the vibe I was getting.
Yeah.
It's just kind of... Yeah. That was just based on dialogue.
We got a padlock on our serial cabinet now. It's like, yeah, maybe we should do that. You need a drink, Jacobin? It's like, sure. And is it just hands the bottle over to him. It's like, sorry, I didn't bring a glass out. And Mr. Jacobin just like takes a swig. And he's just like, listen, can we talk like just man to man, real quick? Like, cards on the table. Did you take our garden?
Are you wearing a wire?
No, why would you think I'm wearing a wire?
Do you mind if I pat you down just to make sure that you're not wearing a wire?
I'm not wearing a wire!
Then you don't have anything to worry about.
I worry about an invasion of privacy. Just let me pat you down. No. You're drinking my Jack Daniels. Like, let me just pat you down real quick. I just want to make
quick
sure
little,
that we're
just pat pat. Just
have.
That's it. Like,
how about this? No hands. Like, you just like lift your shirt up real quick.
Just a lift and spin. Just to make sure. Just a lift and spin. Spin.
I don't like that you come to my house. You accuse me of stealing your garden. And you won't even like do a lift and spin? Fine, here. He does a lift and spin.
He lifts and spins.
It's like, all right, truth is, I didn't steal your garden. Now get off my property. And Mr. Jackman's just like, angry, and like it storms off. And Mr. Smackle's just like, oh, the power. It's what the whole thing is for me. And then he's in a much better mood now, and like goes through, hit back to his house and goes to the backyard, and yeah, the plants are not doing well. Mrs. Jackman has been watering it at night in secret a little bit, but it's not enough. This garden needs more attention than what Mrs. Jackman can do in the middle of the night, and the Smackles are not taking good enough care of this garden, so it's not looking good for the plants. Not much time left. Pass it to you there.
Mrs. Jackman comes home from work at the end of that day. She sees that garden, and it's just slowly dying. Before she even goes into her own house, she goes over to the Smackles, and she's like, hey, like, can, like, your garden, my garden, is dying. Like, I want to save it. Like, what can we do here? Because, like, I want my garden back. Smackles are like, it's our garden. But, I mean, if you want to, like, do a little upkeep on it, that's fine. That's fine. We can allow you to do that. Because, like, yeah, sometimes we're, like, we're not at home, or we'll be, you know, just not able to water our plants for whatever reason. You're bad at it, says Mrs. Jackman. You have, like, dead thumbs. Just, you destroy everything you touch. And it's not that you're not home. You just don't know how to do it properly. And I want to take care of it. And I want this lawn back. This garden is mine. But I'm not going to let it die. So I'm just going to water this right out. Just going to do it. So she like goes inside and like gets a watering can, get the Smackle watering can, and just like waters some plants. So she is now like openly caring for the Smackle's lawn. And Mr. Jackman, you know, he's got his desk by his window, and he sees his wife watering his neighbor's yard. And he's like, what is going on out here? Over to you.
Eventually, Mr. Jackman comes in, and Mr. Jackman's just like, what? Why are you watering their garden? It's our garden. It's like, yeah, it's our garden. Yeah, but like, what's good is it going to be when we get our garden back and it's completely dead, you know?
Maybe we should just plant a new garden.
It's too late in the season, you know? I heard that garlic is a good winter thing. Just like, yeah, maybe we should. Maybe it's not worth it anymore. It seems to be costing us a lot of stress. I don't know, like, I'm seeing more and more children in positions of authority, you know?
What did you see today?
You know, I got a call from Terry's principal. He sounded even younger than Terry.
That's weird.
Yeah. He would just talked about mostly the merits of finger painting and how walls are great canvases for finger painting. And then also talked about how Terry got in trouble for throwing water balloons. And then he laughed really hard and said it was pretty funny, though.
It doesn't sound like you talked to the principal.
Yeah, but he insisted that he was the principal.
Okay, but somebody else could have answered the phone, right? Like maybe the principal like stepped out of his office and like some kid just answered the phone.
He called me, and he kept saying things like, "I put the pal in principal." You know, it was weird.
Yeah,
haven't we met the principal? Wasn't it a grown man?
It was. It was. It used to be.
Now it's a kid. It's very strange. Maybe you should call Dr. Lucy, too. I mean, I think she's a child, but I don't know what's happening here. Anyway, Dr. Lucy asked me if I was seeing more children and things. She was actually, like, weirdly excited that, like, when I told her about Detective Nancy. Do you want another turn? I could also, like, end things.
No, go ahead and end it. I don't know what I would do.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, cool. I want, like, them to, like, while they're having this conversation, like, hear, like, sirens in the background, like, getting closer. And then, like, they all, like, the bunch of police cars just show up, like, outside of the Smackle household. And they're being led by a Detective Nancy, and like they look outside, and like it's just a bunch of children coming out of the police cars.
Does everybody see children?
No, those two see children. I want to say Mrs. Smackle sees a bunch of adults, probably. I don't know though. And they come, they go in and like start slamming against the Smackles household, and he's like, "We know what you've done," and they're slamming the door down and like crashes down, like the police are surrounding the Smackle household. They're actually like completely trampling over the garden in order to get Mr. Smackle, and like he's in handcuffs, and Detective Nancy is just like, "Finally, the serial thief, we tracked him down. You made a few too many mistakes." And he gets thrown into police car, and it's just like, blows a few bubbles out of her pipe, and just like, another good day doing the law. Sorry, Mrs. Smackle. It's a pleasure to meet you. So, by the way, you seem really cool. You want to get a drink later? And Mrs. Smackle's like, "I mean, you just arrested my husband, but kind of."
Getting kind of a good vibe here. You know, if you say he did it, then
I believe you. But I could also give Dr. Lucy a call and invite her out.
Sometimes I feel like I don't even know my husband.
Yeah. And the Jacobins just see their garden get destroyed by the police, and Detective Nancy's just like, "Huh, we got him, the serial thief." And the Jacobins, they look at their completely trampled garden, devastated. Mr. Jackman just kind of goes for a walk. He goes to the beach, and he sat on the beach and thought of the treasure he had lost. Well, Jeff, what did you think of Downright Uprooted?
I love how weird this story is.
Yeah, we haven't gone this off the rails into chaos in a while, it seems. I think one of our most chaotic stories is in season one, which is Operation Cheddar Top.
Oh, I was thinking Underground Behaviors even.
Oh yeah, that's also very chaotic. But we haven't done something as strange as kids, like all authority figures are just progressively younger children.
And let's not forget, this story starts out really weird. It starts with these people stealing all the plants from their neighbor's garden.
They do a garden heist.
And that's not even close to being the weirdest thing in the story.
Well, one line that really, really got me was, I got a lot of my bowl.
Yeah, it was, man, that police thing. I had a plan going into that first police phone call.
Did you?
Yeah, the original plan is that those were the teenagers were maybe the Smackles kids.
Like
somehow linked to them, and they had like redirected the Jacobin's phone call so that they would prevent them from getting in touch with the police.
And instead we got Dr. Lucy.
Yeah, left it ambiguous, though.
as the logical conclusion of that bit, we got a bunch of children being cops.
Yeah, I was second guessing myself so much during that first phone call. I was just I knew I was doing something weird that could break the story. And
I think it brought the story to the next level. I was so happy with that.
Oh yeah, I am very happy when we take these like risky paths, mm-hmm. that because like it always leads to something that's interesting, or it doesn't always work out. Sometimes it does hurt the story, but
yeah.
This time, I think it was really funny, and it just made it, like, it gave it such a different feel. Like, it feels like this story is about gaslighting.
It really does.
It just
feels
like I'm not being told what's happening, but the story is insisting that this is what's happening. What is your experience like with this story? Is it similar?
At a certain point, there's a part of me that's just like, all right, I'm just on board for what's happening.
You just are like taking it at face value and like,
yep,
this is this story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just a bunch of like, there's a teenager who's the detective with the bubble pipe, and she's after a serial thief as well. Like, this is what's happening in Miami right now.
It is. It's one of our Florida stories.
Yeah, I do love a good Florida story. It's funny that it's one of our more, I don't want to say default settings, but we've gone to Florida a lot in our improvised stories.
Yes, we have a fuzzy idea of what is supposed to happen in a Florida story. This one actually breaks the mold a little bit.
It does. This one is almost less magical than most.
Yeah,
but it's still pretty
that.
Magical, in a way. It's kind of more psychological than magical, I guess. But
it has less magic, but it is weirder still.
Yes.
It would be less weird if there was magic.
Well, Jeff, I mean, unless there's anything else you want to say about Downright Uprooted, I'm interested in where we might go next week, or next time.
Next time, there's going to be a city of idiots who keep trusting the wrong mayor.
Jeff, that could never happen.
You'd be surprised.
All right.
There's also fire guards.
Oh. Like they guard people from fires?
No.
Oh.
It's a really good story.
Yeah. It's actually one of my favorites that we record for season 2.
It's one that I think I underestimated. At least right after we were done recording it, I underestimated how good it was going to turn out to be.
Yeah, I remember after recording it, I was feeling a little lukewarm towards it, but on the first re-listen, I was just like, oh, wow, this is actually really good to me.
Yeah, it's funny, and the main character is he's great. He has some really interesting choices to make, and he makes some interesting choices.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you all for joining us for this story. Jeff, would you like to say goodbye?
I would. I will do that now. Goodbye.
All right. See ya on the flip side.